Time now for the ridiculous, and tonight we're adding the barbecue chip bandits. They allegedly struck in Canada last month. The local news was all over, and I do mean all over the case at the time, but it's only now going viral in the U.S. And I should warn you, the depth of reporting on this story is rivaled only by Woodward and Bernstein, so we should probably just start at the beginning.
In this quiet Saanich neighborhood, people like their chips.
All kinds. We like those lime, the lime-flavored ones, potato chips, taco chips, cheesies.
Oh, yeah, the cheesies. It only gets better from there because it wasn't just the local news that got involved.
These are very specific and hard to obtain barbecue chips.
That's right. Police officers responded to an emergency call from a resident who, to be fair, likely thought something sinister was afoot.
Apparently she lives alone and was awoken by her growling chihuahua.
Look, I have said it before, nothing gets by a chihuahua. By the way, it turns out it wasn't a dangerous intruder, but, wait for it, two drunk college girls.
The women were walking home from a night of drinking when something caught their eye, an open garage just like this one. And what did they see inside? Zeller's brand barbecue potato chips.
Wait, what's the big deal about Zeller's brand chips? Actually, you know what? Forget it, because surely the reporter has better things to do than to explain that.
You can find them at Zeller's, but only for a limited time. In October, Zeller's is closing its doors for good, meaning its in-house potato chip brand Truly could become harder to find, perhaps making it somewhat of a hot commodity.
I don't know. It sounds like a lot of speculation. Can we check in with the officer?
I haven't tried these for myself, but my understanding is that particular brand of barbecue is quite tasty.
Quite tasty. Okay, then I stand corrected. Wait, what is that? What is that? Oh, I'm told we're getting more information on what the bandits did inside the garage.
It appears that the effervescent chip package in the open garage just appeared too yummy to pass up for two highly intoxicated young ladies.
Look, you had me at effervescent. I'm now fully committed to this story. I just wish the reporter could give us a better understanding, a better look, really, at what exactly happened.
So they took the chips and started walking, but they didn't get far. The barbecue bandits were busted by the homeowner.
I love the eating demonstration. But look, I'll be honest, this is getting a little too tense for me. I'm afraid to even ask how it all turns out.
Apparently the chips have been accessed. And there have been some illicit chip tastings.
Damn you, chip bandits! What in the name of Zeller's store brand are we going to do with you? I mean, should we really cut you some slack?
These are first-time chip offenders.
Glad he has a sense of humor about it, because frankly, my nerves are fried. So consider yourselves unnoticed, barbecue chip bandits. I'll defer to the Canadian wheels of justice, but for now, the trail of crumbs leads right to the ridiculous. Hey, thanks for watching the podcast. Don't miss us weeknights, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock Eastern, every night on CNN. I'll see you then.